I wrote harmonica when I was it was in that sort of gap where it was sort of like one thing was deeply over and really, 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 really over, and something new was sort of about to happen, and it almost seemed like the only way to jump off into the pool of the new was to let the old become as completely dark and fizzled as it possibly could be. So I kind of, you know, there's a way in which you can't let yourself be as entirely sad as you are, because unless you know that you can get out of that room, you know. And so it was sort of like there's something so funny about this poem, because it's such a sorrowful, bluesy poem, but it really was, because I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and was going to be moving towards it. Harmonica. Don't want to put my glasses on, because I don't want to see. Don't want to move again, because I don't want to live. Don't want to love again, because I don't want to lose. Don't want to eat again, because I don't want to be full. Don't want to drink again, because I don't want to feel quenched. Don't want to sleep again, because I don't want to wake up. Don't want to live in the summer, because I don't want to be hot. Don't want you to kiss me again, because I don't want to be alive. Don't want to see you again, because I don't want to vanish. Don't want to ride my bike, because I don't want to get there. Don't want to know my family anymore, because I don't want to remember me. Don't want to walk my dog, because I don't want to be out. Don't want to stay in anymore, because I don't want to be alone. Don't want to be tired anymore, because I don't want to feel old. Don't want to eat candy anymore, because I don't want to feel sweet. Don't want to talk to my friends anymore, because I don't want them to know me. Don't want to sing anymore, because I don't want to hear me. Don't want to die anymore, because I don't want to see God. Don't want to live anymore, because I don't want to repeat.
Was that a healing thing for you?
Yeah, because I was just, it was kind of like, oh my God, I didn't, you know, this shame about certain feelings, and
About
it's sort of
being rejected.
about not even wanting to exist. It's sort of like this, it's often it seems like to be a vital person, you have to want to be alive. And what about if you don't want to be alive at all? You feel like all the doors are closed, and as you knock on each one, there's nobody on the other side. And what do you do with that state? And you recoil, you know? And it was interesting to just walk right up to each door and knock and find it empty, and knock and find it empty, and knock and find it empty.